Jerry Bader Show, 10:49. Brewers try to get on the winning track again after stumbling in 12 innings last night at the Padres. You'll hear it right here, 6:35 and 7:10, I believe. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's extremely frustrating to me that the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday went halfway. Now, it's good that they did uphold the right of voters in Michigan to ban affirmative action in university admissions. But this country is going to continue to be divided by race the same way it was divided by race when it was okay for whites to have an unfair advantage due to the color of their skin. What happens is you have Sonia Sotomayor saying, Justice Sotomayor saying, it's racism to end a racist practice. Anytime someone gets an advantage based on skin color, it's a racist practice. It's that simple. What people point to is, well, fewer blacks and Hispanics are getting into college now in states that have ended this practice. Yeah, you know why? Because they were getting an unfair advantage. They weren't the most qualified students academically. Now that it's based almost entirely on academics and other factors, but not race, their numbers are dropping. That doesn't imply racism starting. It implies racism ending. The problem is politicians, conservatives, do cower in the face of the race card. Why do you think Sotomayor played it and then backtracked on it when she was called on it? Because that's what they do. And here's a reality. Everybody suffers when you aren't based on a meritocracy. Jason, I'm fading in and out in my headphones. Are you hearing anything over there? You're not? Well, maybe it's just my headphones then. It almost sounded like the mic was failing. All right. Because at one point I lost it almost completely. Well, it must be the headphone jack again. All right, that's fine. I'm just telling you. In any event, when you don't have a pure meritocracy, you don't get the best and brightest. When whites had an unfair advantage, we didn't get the best and brightest of minorities. But this artificial goal of diversity is every bit as distasteful as the old Jim Crow. It's an unfair advantage based on race. So if you've taken this unfair advantage away and minority enrollment has fallen, what does that mean? Besides the fact that we're getting an unfair advantage, what does that mean? Let's see if anybody can get this. It's really pretty simple. This is so simple, we're just going to go with a pair of Brewer tickets. We're not going to go with a four-pack because this is pretty easy. See, I'm going, okay, it's my headphones, because I might not be able to hear the caller. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm looking for a very specific answer. Affirmative action was taken away. So what does that mean to, what does it mean? When affirmative action was taken away, minority enrollment to universities in states where it was taken away fell. What does that mean? There are several answers you could come up with. I'm looking for one right one, and I'll give you a pair of Brewer tickets. Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. It means that unqualified people were taking up space in college.
That's right, but I threw that out there, okay? They were unqualified. What does that mean? John in Alloway. John, go ahead.
I think it meant that they were less well prepared.
Okay.
And as a result, they weren't able to compete with their peers.
So close. Thanks for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. 1360. We actually have a winner on email. We're going to have to figure out how to navigate that. We'll see if we get a winner on the air. Scott in Kaukauna. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, it's because you're saying that because they don't need to be liberals anymore.
No, way off track, way off track. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Mike in Berlin. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, is it the education system?
Finish that sentence, Mike. What about it?
As far as educating, raising education level.
I'm going to accept.
And
go
as far
ahead.
As failing.
Okay, I'm going to accept that answer. The education system as it's a disservice to minorities.
Correct.
That in largely inner city schools. You want to not have a reason, Mike, to need, if you will, affirmative action, fix the lousy, stinking schools that many minorities are forced into and can't school choice. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Thanks a lot.
We're going to get some information from you on how to get you your tickets. That's exactly right. Yeah. The more specific answer that I got from an emailer is our K-12 system is broken, particularly where minorities are concerned. Many inner city schools have rotten. Blacks and Hispanics, in many cases, are getting a rotten K-12 education. So instead of admitting that and admitting because it's teachers' union protecting rotten teachers in inner city schools, the response instead, you have this gaping chest wound of a problem and you want to put the Band-Aid of affirmative action on it. And Juan Williams has said this many times, the civil rights issue of the 21st century is education. We are doing a disservice to blacks, and mostly blacks and Hispanics, but really mostly blacks, in the rotten schools that they have K-12. But the teachers' union fights with every fiber within it to prevent reform in inner city schools. So then when these poor kids, and by poor, I don't mean financially poor, but that too, but these kids who got screwed on a K-12 education, then when it comes time to come to college, we have to give them a break because of the lousy education they got. Two personal thoughts on this. My daughters are 1/4 Asian Pacific Islander. We could play the card we never have. Two, I have taught college, and I've had to tell students of color, you're not going to make it. I've had to tell white students that, too. But when I tell students of color that, but they wanted me here so badly, it was heartbreaking to me. It was heartbreaking. Jeff on the road, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the program. First-time caller. Tell you, I listened to the WASA station, and my take on it is that what it means is affirmative action is how Mr. Obama got into Harvard. And his transcripts are sealed, correct? Why would that be?
Yeah, he won't release his transcripts. But he'll be the first to say that all successful blacks will say, not all, but all liberal successful blacks will say they're the product of affirmative action. But here's the question I've always asked, Jeff. If you go up to a successful black person and say, you're a credit to affirmative action, should they take that as a compliment or an insult? Yeah, exactly.
Good question, but I will tell you, they probably would take it as an insult.
Oh, I guarantee they would. Thanks a lot for the call. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Not sure if he's back today or not. Stick around and find out. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com, 1360 97.5.